The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Barrington Awaken, the Barrington Sunday show. And of course, the show's repeated on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m., same place. Thank you for joining us. Today, very snowy day, second one so far this year, but we're loving it. I was having a conversation a minute ago about it is part of our existence. It's a part of our life, so you kind of just have to accept it for what it is and live and be happy, because it will repeat itself next year and the year after that and the year after that and so forth. No need to get angry or upset by it. Another conversation I was having a minute ago, and I was watching a program on YouTube, and it talked about getting rich quick and how to invest, and all you have to do is send this person some of your money and he's going to do his magic and send you back a lot more money. And to me, right off the jump, it sounds like a snake oil pitch. He's trying to sell me hope or promise, which we all know promises are comforting to foolish people. So somebody's trying to get you to give them money for them to do better for you and send it back to you. Sounds very, very unreal to me. Not saying it could happen, but if you are thinking that the best method for you to get up there and get rich really fast is giving your money, hard-earned money, to somebody else to work it for you, most often it doesn't work out. Common sense is always a great measure for you to use to realize that if you take your money and give it to someone else to make it better, it's not usually going to work out in your favor. That's my opinion. All the phone calls I get all the time telling me I could invest in this, or my bank account has been compromised, or my SIN number has been compromised, or something, and all I have to do is somehow come up with some money to remedy the situation, or the government is calling to say I have money owing to them, so I need to send some more money to fix the problem and everything will be fine. All of it ends up with me sending money. And I'm just saying, common sense is a good tool. I really, really hope you're planning on using yours. If it sounds too good to be true, you have to know that it's not true. Thank you. And I just thought I'd throw that in there, because everybody out there, the wolf does show up quite often wearing the sheep's clothing, and they tend to pull the wool, no pun intended, over your eyes. And we see it all the time. We hear about it a lot. And just because they're family members or friends or good neighbors doesn't necessarily mean that they've got your best interest at heart. If it involves you sending or giving somebody money for them to do better for you with that money, be cautious. That's my take on it. And yeah, the wolf will show up in sheep clothing. That's what they do. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for being there. I just thought I'd say that because sometimes we get taken into these get rich quick methods. So welcome to the show. Our intent here is to wake you up to a higher level of consciousness, for you to be alert and be awake, move to the next level, learn that you've got everything within yourself that it takes to make you a success and make you realize the dream and happiness that is out there, which is your birthright. You have the right to be happy, right to be successful, whatever that means to you, and the right to do well, the right to live healthy, the right to be who you want to be. Of course, all of this exists with you knowing who you are. So that's important, that you take the time that is required to know thyself. Focus on who you are. Focus on the goal that you're hoping to achieve. The desire you have towards the success has to be equally matched with the time that you're willing to put in to accomplish said success, whatever that is for you. It does come with the time. The getting rich quick, I'm not familiar with it. I haven't really seen it work. I've seen a lot of failed attempts, heard about them, but I don't know if the getting rich quick is the best method. And of course, why would you want to be rich? It's just, you know, maybe not cracked out. Look at what, it doesn't look the way it is. It looks easier and you're going to enjoy it, but it does come with its own bag of trouble. Wake up is what we say. Tap into yourself. Become better, your best self. Become your best self. Learn that the method in which that you apply effort to anything you want in life is going to be the reward. You have to allot some time because it will happen based on your level of focus or the desire that you have to reach that very same goal. Wake up is what we talk about. Everything that is required for you to be a success is with you. The method is with you. The time is what you've got. Wherever you're hoping to get to in life, you have the know-how within you to be that success. And be very careful when you choose success, because sometimes we get things that we didn't sign up for, or it is more than I thought it would have been, or it's a little bit bigger, harder to manage, or it's not as enjoyable as it looks from this side of the fence. But everything that you choose for yourself in life, you are able to achieve it. And the know-how is within you. And this is why we say, wake up. Bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness so you can understand or find a path that gets you that thing, that goal, that dream, that thing that you desire. Wake up. Your cup may be too full, and you might have to take a step back and empty some of it so you could refill it with better information to allow you to get this thing that you want, that person you want to meet, that job that you're looking for, that weight goal that you're hoping to achieve. All these requirements are within you. Ability is within you. You need to know how to get there and find it. So we say, wake up and bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness and find a path of least resistance to get you to your ultimate happiness, to get you to that point that's going to make you realize that the God that exists is you. And I've had this email earlier this week, and somebody's asking me if we are the gods. And why don't we see the miracles that we can, that, you know, the gods are supposed to have? Well, there are miracles. We're alive. We can hear each other. We're sitting miles and countries apart, but we're still talking or listening to each other. There are miracles, but I hope you're not thinking that you should be able to fly. We don't know how to fly, most of us, but we can build a machine that could bring us around so we don't have to flap our own wings that we don't have. Wake up to the reality and accepting who you are, your abilities to accomplish everything that you hope to accomplish. Barrington Show talks a lot about giving people this opportunity for them to live their maximum life, for them to be their best self throughout life, for you to learn how to be tolerant of others and have others respect you because of the decisions that you have the strength to make. We will be treated the way we're taught others to treat us. So therefore, if you have the confidence within yourself to say to somebody, hey, I'm not putting up with that. Thank you for that gift of anger, but you may keep it and all these good things. Now you're teaching them how to treat you. And if they walk away, remember, it's to your betterment. Wake up to live your maximum self. Know that you're on the top shelf. With simple adjusting ideas in our minds, we can change our lives. If we're going down a path and it's not making us happy, it's easy enough to understand that you could step out of the way, reconfigure, and start again. Wake up. You're not doomed or stuck where you are. You may feel it. You may have tried 100 times or 99 times, and you might not have been successful, and you've given up at the wrong moment, because the next one will always be the one that is going to prove to be satisfactory. You will never know how close you are to your success if you decide to quit. You'll never know. So keep going. Do not give up. If this is what you want, some way, somehow, it will happen. As you take a step towards that goal, that success, that goal is reaching back towards you, shortening the gap. Focus on it, move towards it, and it shall be yours. If you look for it, you will find it. If you want it, it will come to you. Be careful, and I say this all the time, of what you hope for, because the deliverer only has your address, and it will come to you. So make sure it is something that you will see and appreciate and consider a good thing. Wake up is what we talk about. We all human beings have this ability to create greatness in our lives, to remove the negativity from our path, to stop others from bullying, pushing around, taking advantage of us. We were all created the same way, the same method. We've come to the same place, the planet, and we will live the very same life. Eat, sleep, breathe, and then we will give back the body that we've borrowed, and then we will move on. Rebirth will start again. Reincarnation, it's called by others. But we've come from the same place by the same method, we've lived the same life, and then we're going to die and go back. Not die, pardon me for saying that, we're going to give up the body and start again. Your life will start at the end of your death, if you want to call it that way. Wake up and find your path. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of us today. Thank you for all the support. And definitely thank everybody who takes the time out and send the email in and ask the questions that they ask. And we've had some good questions. And you know, one of them was, do I celebrate Christmas? And I love the whole idea. I know my children, they're really intrigued by waking up Christmas morning and they're just jumping off the walls, bouncing around the place. When they were younger, they're grown now, not much jumping. But the point being is that I loved it for the purpose of watching the joy it brings to our children. at some point in their lives, I had to say or agree with them that most of that was probably not the entire truth, but we created it as fantasy so you can have an amazing life and believe if you're good, you'll be rewarded. That sounds a lot like another group that I've heard of, and they both celebrate their day on the 25th. I'm not going to get into that. So no, I don't celebrate Christmas because I believe it's a holier-than-thou day. I do celebrate it because I really enjoy the holiday and the time that we get to spend with our family, and that's the extent of it for me. Thank you for coming. I want to thank all my longtime listeners. I want to thank all the new listeners, wherever you are, anywhere in the world that you sat down or stand up or you're working as you're hearing me. Thank you for being a part of the show. I want to thank everybody for being here. And to all listeners, welcome home. So what exactly is your path? And do you have a focused view as to what you're trying to accomplish? Do you know exactly what you want? Because if you don't, you're going to be like the feather in the world in the wind. And whichever direction the current is blowing, that's where you're going to go. And if it changes, you'll change with it. And if it stops, then you'll fall with it. And the whole concept of that feather in the wind is because it's without direction. But if you're focused like a 10-pound rock and you just go, it's going to go where it's going to go. It's just going to go. And it won't be influenced by other things pulling you or tugging at you or convincing you to give up this and try this. So the idea of it is to be focused on what you are hoping to accomplish. Give it your all, but make sure you understand clearly of what you're looking for. The image of success has to be very clear to you and not distorted. If you say to somebody, here's a $10 million and they didn't have a plan for it, it's not going to turn out really well because they have to run around and get advice or just blow it or get further in trouble with it. So my point being is if you are going to work towards this success, be mindful of what you're planning to do once you get there, how to manage yourself, conduct yourself while you're there, and realize there's a great amount of time that is required to get to it. I've always said, and I will continue to say, be careful of what you hope for because you will get it. And please do not ever hope ill will of others because you're just ordering something really bad and it's coming towards you because the deliverer only has your address. So we're talking about knowing what you're hoping to accomplish in life, wanting from your path, your time. We're here for, let's say, 70, 80 years nowadays, and we're doing well and we plan to accomplish something. At the end of your journey, you will look back and say, yes, I did it my way or your way, however it works out. It'll be awesome. But is the juice worth the squeeze? The amount of time that is required to get to that goal. Do you want to invest that amount of time and be mindful that the time that you, the energy or effort that you're putting in to get to that goal that you're hoping to reach, it could be very dangerous in your health, your relationship. I remember going on my own many years ago to do my own company, and I remember saying to the boss that I was leaving, and he said, if you hope to do this, be mindful that there is a great sacrifice that's involved. And that would be the best advice I give for anybody who's going out there to accomplish their success. There is a sacrifice. There is a price to pay. Take a good look at it and see if that juice is worth the squeeze, if that accomplishment is worth the amount of effort or sacrifice that you may have to put in to get to that. I'm not suggesting you lay on the couch and do nothing and just ride it out. That's not where I'm going with that. I'm saying that if you're going to take a journey, be mindful as to what will it cost you and look at it very thoroughly. As you recognize your path and you know where you're going, you set a realistic goal as to how long should it take me to go from here to there. You have to understand that there is a time factor, and if that time is going to be 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 years, or 10 decades, if that's even possible, you have to make that assessment. Is that juice worth the squeeze of the fruit? Allow the time to happen. So now you know what you're looking for. You know where to find it. You have given an amazing amount of consideration as to the method of getting there. What's involved? Can I do it on my own? Do I need support? Do I need somebody to push or somebody to pave the way? You know, you have to take a good look at what's involved. Once you've accomplished knowing what you want, knowing how long it's going to take you to get there, knowing is it worth it, the journey worth it, and what you will do when you get to that level. When I say there, I'm talking reaching your success, your goal. Knowing when you get there. Before all of this begins, you have to be able to see the final outcome. You have to be able to see the image of the success that you're trying to accomplish and act accordingly. You've heard the expression many times, fake it till you make it. Well, what they're doing in the faking it is holding an image of that success in your mind. And you hold it there long enough until the mind has conveyed this message to the body and everything works in conjunction to build that success for you. You have to see it. As you're going towards it, it is coming towards you. And the longer you're doing this, you're doing the northbound, they're doing the southbound, or whichever direction it is, the clearer it becomes. And you will be doing the necessary steps to bring it in, because you've focused on it, you've seen it, you're now acting on it, you understand the sacrifice that's required, because you have to give something to it, for it, and as you take this journey towards your success, it's coming towards you. All things are achievable if you believe. All things are achievable if you believe. You need to see it. And when you see something else that the other person has on the other side of the fence, please, it does not belong to you. It's the other person's. And their method of getting there will be different than your method of getting there. That worked for them, good for them. It could, very unlikely, work for you, but your method is obviously different because we all have our own purpose, our own approach, our own everything in life, even though we're all the same. And it sounds weird to say all that, but it worked for John Brown. Isn't necessarily say it's going to work for Betty Sue. So your method has to become for you, ideally for you. And believe it or not, the greatest path towards success is your own personality. The own personality. So just act and be you. Of course, you have to find out who you are first. You have to know thyself. But your great method of success is definitely going to be the person that you are, your personality. And was it designed for me? Did I create this? Is this in the path for me? You know, am I going to be a good that? And that sometimes if you answer that question, the mind has made the decision to move towards that, creating a path to move towards that level of success. We say, wake up to that reality. You as a human being has that ability within you to create whatever it is that you want. And you have to understand that and do not doubt yourself and do not derail your path. Do not give up on who you are. It doesn't matter where you sit today, doesn't matter what conditions that you're in. You open your mind and you connect yourself to this world of spirituality. You're jumping on that train that's taking you to that desired place. in the mind. You allowed and to create everything you need. We were sent here, we've come here, we choose to be here because we wanted to have the ability to do physical things. Because on the other world, in the spiritual world, we didn't have such luck. There is no body over there. This is why you had to come here to get a body. And once you've used it up, and by the way, take good care of it. Once it's used up and it's old or broken or diseased, you lay it down and you leave it here and you move on. Imagine if you took it, the earth would eventually disappear one body at a time. But now you got to leave it here. You have to leave it here wherever, you know, you're not going anywhere anyways. You're just sort of changing your clothes or changing your car, changing the body, get a new one and start again. People don't understand when I say that you are the gods. They argue with me all the time and I tell them to prove what they're arguing. And it just gives me a book and says, it says right here. And I said, well, yeah, but go ahead and prove it. If you believe it, it could be true. Is it real? No. Is it practical? Not really. Is there proof to support it? None, other than the fact that you believe it. Wake up. Wake up. You want to prove anything, go practice meditating. Connect yourself to the spiritual existence of life. Connect yourself to all that there is. Allow the spirit of the goodness of life to flow within you. Wisdom and understanding, it's inevitable. It is a part of our existence. Wake up, open that door, step into a reality, connect yourself to the powers that exist for us. Instinctive instructions is all there, it's within you. And tap into meditation and learn how to meditate and it will be yours. Wake up is what we talk about on the show. Today in particular, we're talking about how to achieve the success that you so desire. And the first step towards all of it is to make sure you actually want it and it's going to serve you well and it's going to make you happy. And if you want to change anything about your life, is it that habit that you have and you think it's hard to change? It may take a little bit longer, but it's doable. Is it the physical size of you want to change? It may take a little bit of time. And the time that it's taken is just that brief second for you to make the switch in your brain to accept that you want to go in a different direction. You want to live a different kind of life. You want to do or figure out what it's going to take to change my life. But please be mindful of what you'll have to give to achieve this change. Wake up to that reality. We talk about that all the time. Have we got anything to go?
We do have some emails. And hello, folks. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with, of course, your host, Barrington. And you can get a hold of Barrington right now by sending him an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Mike said, Barrington, this tis the season for scams. People, be aware. Scams are everywhere because they know you want to spend your Christmas money. That's from Mike. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Katie, you answered Katie's question, actually. She wanted to know if you celebrate Christmas, and you did mention that. So, Katie, you got your answer even before Barrington came on right now. So, very good. Let's see here. Julie says, you said when someone delivers us, we start over, but I thought we delivered us. I thought we created us. Who's the someone? That's from Julie. Josh says, when we rebirth, do we come back the same sex, race, etc., or different? That's from Josh. Trish wants to know, you talked about you leaving to start a business. She wants to know what business, what do you do for a living? That's from Trish. And let's see here. And Paul writes in and he says, I'm like you, Barrington. I really don't celebrate Christmas as most people do, but I still like to give people gifts. Even if you do not celebrate Christmas, do you still give gifts to people? And if you do, is it money or actual gifts? That's from Paul. Wow, Paul. And that's it. Back to you, sir.
I didn't get what Trish had said. Did you delete hers?
Yeah, no, Trish, let me go back to it. Trish wants to know, when you talked about, you talked to your boss about leaving to start a business. Yeah. She wanted to know what business, and that's from Trish.
Thank you. Okay, Trish, that one's a give, easy one for me. I am an electrician. Many, many years ago, I started out, went on my own to become an electrician, do electrical contracting work. Over the years, I've changed the business many times, but that one seems to still be there. I still work at it from time to time. I've tried many different things because I wanted to put my hand in many different things, teaching, you know, a whole bunch of different things. I even had a school at one point. Anyway, the idea behind all this, the business, to answer your question really fast, was electrical contracting. That was what the boss had given me the advice on, because if you put a lot of time and effort into it, it's going to cost you time and effort away from your family and all these things, like any other business. You know, so you have to do the calculation. Is it worth the time that you're going to spend to create success? If that's what you want. Do I celebrate Christmas? I do understand. Do I give gift, monetary gifts or things for Christmas? I do. Actually, every year I have my cousins that I do a little gag gifts with, and they love it. They laugh and create ideas or glue something together really hard so they can't get at it right away. And it's just an ongoing joke that we've been doing with the family members when they're old enough, a little gag gift. So yes, I do enjoy it. I do give gifts a lot. I do receive as well. Do I sell? I guess I am celebrating Christmas, but you know, if it wasn't there, I wouldn't be sad either. The rebirth, and when do we come back? What do we come back as? And this is what Britt had asked. You don't come back as the same sex. You come back as you desired, whatever it is that you want to be. And you could be men for many, many, many generations or return. And your next time you come back as female. On the other side, it's not defined as to whether you're man or a female, male or person, male or female. In the body that you carry around, you've got all the qualities of both sex, and you could become anyone as if you want to. Of course, the bodies are physically different, but we still have the ability. The spiritual aspect of you isn't defined as to male or female. It's just this physical aspect of it. The body, I guess, is what's doing all the decision as to, do I want to be a man or being a woman? When you do enter into this world as a spiritual being, spiritual existence, you are not defined as him, her, they, them, whatever's going on now. I mean, I'm very careful in using those terms because it's changing too fast for me to keep up. But I'm familiar with the old school of men, women, and I'm not offending anybody, I hope, but this is where it is. When you do show up here, you're not defined as either one. You're just a being, an existence, and then you choose the body. And I think you would have made that choice before you enter into the body, because it would be difficult, I think, after that moment. Okay, we've talked about Christmas and the gifts of Christmas and all of this, you know, the holidays. Everybody wanted to ask the question. I did answer the question before about celebrating Christmas. I did go through it again and do a little intro on it. Julie, you're asking, you said they deliver us. No, we are our own creators. And if I had said that, that wasn't what I had meant by it. I am simply saying that we are our own creator. Nobody is making you in a brick, in a box, in a factory, put a sticker on you and send you to planet Earth. That's not happening. You were your own creator. When you show up here as a spiritual existence, we said it earlier, you merge into a body, you become that body, however it identifies itself in our existence today. You are your own creator. Thank you for paying attention to that and listening. And if I had said something that you may have thought I said they, there is no they over there. It's a ocean of life. It's all that exists. All the spiritual existence is coming from this one place. Try to imagine you being the teaspoon and you scoop up a tab of water from the ocean of life. You will make no dent on it. You will, but you won't be able to identify it with just the physical appearance of it. But you also have to know that when we've come here to this world, we're coming from a spiritual existence on the other side, which is all that there is. The big E, the big wave of life. We are a small little fraction of it. If you can imagine like an ice cube or teaspoon of or water, cup of water. And when we return, we go back to it. That's where we're coming from. We are forming a body. Try to imagine you making a fist and putting a blanket on top of it, and the blanket represents the body. The fist is still inside doing what it does. It's not identified, but it's doing what it does. And you just, you know, take that glove and put it on your hand. Try to equate the glove as being the body and the hand as being that spiritual existence that does all the work. The glove is just designed to keep you looking fancy or maybe warm or catch a ball. I'm not sure. The point being, it is just a byproduct of what really exists, which is the hand, which is the spiritual existence, which is who we truly are. And the body is just decoration. And of course, we can really decorate all of that if we want to. That's that. I hope I answered your question. And I hope I cleared up something that may have been misunderstood. Mike, yeah, for some reason or another, you asked about, you're saying about Christmas being the scamming season. I'm sad to say, you know, we've been said, and I don't know if it's nice to say this over radio, Ontario is one of the most scamming place in the whole world. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not getting a phone call about my social insurance number has been compromised, my bank account has been, you know, looked at. They're just people calling you every 5 minutes to usually get you to give them money to resolve the issue or give them access to your personal and private information. Why are we just so busy trying to scam everyone, trying to get ahead on top of everybody? What is wrong with us? What's wrong with us? Just figuring it out on your own. Do your own thing. Don't try to scam me. Find me somewhere and try to improve my life. Don't find me and try to break me down and make me any worse. If you are the scammer and you're listening to this today, do you honestly think you chose to come here to take advantage of others? No, you did not. If you believe there's a God, you think God created you just for you to take advantage of others. I don't think he did. Your purpose in life is you're not doing it. We know full well that skill that you may have developed was developed here. Get your hands off my neck and allow me to grow. Or your foot off my face or whatever it is that's happening. But if you are the scammer, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? Are you missing out on your own ability to be great? Are you missing out on your own ability to rise up and stand on your own 2 feet? Do you honestly feel that you need to step on somebody else's back for you to accomplish something? What is wrong with you? And how badly are you broken that you need to step on somebody else to make yourself feel better? Wake up. And I was just saying all that to the scammers. And I'm chuckling because I don't understand. Now that was Mike asking or saying that this is a season. Tis the season, I think he said, to take advantage of others. It's a very stressful time for people trying to get things together, put prizes together, wrap a present, get all those things going and try to create happiness for their children or anybody around the Christmas season. Get together, eat some humble pie if you can, drink some Kool-Aid, red wine Kool-Aid. I hear that it's out there, and be happy. And that's what we're hoping to do. But then within the midst of it all, there's a clown trying to throw a monkey wrench in your program to upset all that. How wrong are you? As I would say, whatever is wrong with you, it's pretty big. You shouldn't be doing that. If your intent is to help a man, help him up, not down, or person, anybody, help them up. If you're looking down on me, I hope you're looking down on me with the intention of helping me up. What is so wrong with you that you're so broken that you feel you need to step on somebody else? Why are you not able to stand on your own two to reach that level that you're hoping to get to? Wake up and take this with you. If it's not yours, do not take it. If it's not true, do not say it. And if it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Wake up to that reality. Thank you very much for that, Mike. And you're right. It's not just the season. It happens all the time. I just think we hear more about it now because there's more people going out there to try to make a better day, a better time for somebody else. And then there's that clown trying to block it from happening. How broken are you, that clown? I'm talking about the wrongdoer. Today, we're talking about, thank you very much for that. You're listening to Barrington, Barrington Awaken. I have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. Actually, it's a beautiful Christmas gift. It's affordable. You could buy it on Amazon.com. So if you wanted to give this gift to somebody for Christmas, you could purchase it at Amazon.com. It'll get delivered to you real fast. And one way, someday, somehow, if I run into you, I will definitely sign it for you. Align yourself to your true purpose. That's what our show is all about. We're trying to get somebody, people to wake up and realize there's a lot more to them than they're aware of. Today, we're talking about finding your path. And it's interesting because at this, the end of this month, we're moving into a new year. And a lot of people talk about resolutions and what their plans would be going forward this moment. I assure you, you don't have to wait till then. You could start right now and make a decision to make a change. If things aren't working out the way you had planned on it, the root you've planted doesn't seem to be growing. And, you know, you planted tomatoes and wow, there's carrots growing. You may have done something wrong, or you may have stepped in a different direction. You may have derailed your own dreams, but wake up to this reality. You have this ability. You have the ability within you. Every single person, if you can hear this, within yourself, you have this ability to wake up to changing the things in your life that you're not enjoying. You have this ability within yourself. If you get sick, you could figure out how to cure that illness within you. The medicine, let the medicine be the body and the body be the medicine. Father Time or Father Medicine stated that. I will correct it and say it properly soon. Right now, I'm just struggling with it. But you have this ability within yourself to create happiness at every level. You need to know and wake up to that reality. That's what we talk about. You find your path, you focus on it, you see what you want to see, what you want to create, the word you want to be. The idea of faking it till you make it, fake it till you make it is actually true, but you have to see in clear details what you're hoping to be when you get there and how long will it take you to get there. And you focus on it. Don't get distracted. And if you fall off that horse, be prepared to get back on it and get running again, because the direction in which you need to go or the journey in which you need to have recognizes the fact that you need this support, this vehicle, this help, this push to get you there. Wake up. Wake up. Set your dreams. Do not derail them for no cost. And how many times will it take you to try and try? I don't know. I don't know. What I do know is the minute you give up, you've given up all the chances that you've taken, all the attempts that you made. So the concept, the whole idea behind this is never derail that dream. You have no idea how long it should take. You created a time and it's probably not working out in your favor. Maybe you calculated it wrong. You added the, it doesn't matter. Get back on that horse. Be mindful at another setting that not all things are equipped for everybody. You know, I'm pretty comfortable in saying I'll probably never be a ballerina. Thank God I don't have the desire for that, so I don't have to waste any of the time trying to accomplish what I personally agree with will never happen. Never is a long time, but I'm just going to say I don't believe it'll ever happen. So you have to also realize it has to be realistic for you, and you have to put the effort in that is required. Yes, I'm comfortable in saying I'm not going to be a ballerina. It will never happen. And if it is, it's just probably a drunken moment at some really weird club. But that the point is that we have to set realistic goals for ourselves. And when you set them, you can follow through with them and hopefully you'll accomplish them. But make sure they're realistic. We're not going to fly without a flying machine or maybe a weather balloon. We're not going to accomplish these things. I don't know that I'll ever swim the English Channel. I'm even afraid of water, but regardless. So the realistic dream, be focused on it. Make sure it's within your grasp. If it's something that's achievable and it's there and you have the allotted time left in life to accomplish it, it will be yours because the method in which to get to that point, it's within you, in the toolbox, in the bag that you showed up with. Instructions are fully there. How do we utilize all this information? We learn how to meditate. And in doing so, you're releasing all the negativities that you may have built up in your path, thinking that you can't accomplish. You may have put up a brick wall in front of you. Get in there and figure out how to take that wall down. You may think you're running out of time. You don't know how much time you've got left, so that's a very false statement. You don't know what is required because you're not there yet if you're still trying to get there. What you can do is focus on how to take the best, the least resistance, the path of least resistance. How do we do that? We wake up. We connect to our spiritual existence. We realize that we are superhuman beings. We realize or know that all things are achievable if you believe. You get there faster by knowing if you give up, you throw your heart overboard, everything about you will follow. And the next time you try to start another journey, you'll remember the last one where you quit halfway or quit at a certain point. So your heart has to be in the game with you. Wake up. Do not allow yourself to derail your dream. Be mindful that if you should decide to stop, not go any further, give up on it, give up on yourself, submit yourself to something that's really distracting to you. Remember that you are teaching somebody else something that's probably observing your action or probably relying on you to get into this mode or to this degree of success. Somebody is watching your action. What message do you want to give to them? Wake up. If you've changed your mind or it's not feasible anymore, that's understandable. You didn't quit. The ability or the purpose that you've come here to fulfill, other than to experience what it's like to be a physical being, to be a human being, might have been to deliver some really awesome serum to remedy the world. Wake up and take that idea with you. Because if you decide not to do it, everybody else will suffer. If that guy had come here to build an airplane and he didn't do it, we wouldn't be traveling as much, would we? Or somebody else probably would have done it. But again, if he didn't do it, we would have missed out on that opportunity. Or the guy who invented Twinkies. Imagine how life would have been without those. Aren't they amazing? Anyway, on another note... Have we got any things out there else?
Well, let's see. We just got two, which is okay. Annie wrote in. She heard that you mentioned your book. Did you mention your website, Barrington?
I did not.
Okay. When you get a second after this, she wants to know what your website is. So she says, I'd like to know more about Barrington. What is his website? That's from Annie. And Sonny wrote in. I am a brand new listener from Omaha, Nebraska. I heard about you from three of my friends that have listened to you on different occasions. Very interesting show. I am enjoying it. That's from Sunny. And back to you.
Thank you very much, Sonny, and to your three friends that have told you about my show. Regardless of what they may have said, please give me a chance to defend it. I am joking. This is a spirituality. We talk about waking up and for you to come to your realization and understand that you are the greatest person that exists in your life. You've come here for a purpose. You've got something to deliver. You've got some information or something to achieve in life. Wake up to that reality. We're saying don't spend the entire day in the closet. The rest of the house is beautiful. The rest of the world is adorable and you have to go out there and see it. Wake up and tap into your spiritual existence. Do some meditation, practice yoga, do all these amazing things to make sure you get the best out of this life. That's what we talk about. I hope you stick around and do enjoy the show like your friends have from Omaha, Nebraska. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. And I hope at some point I can honestly say you are awoke. You've woken up. You're awake. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Annie, the webpage. Okay, so I mentioned the book, Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. We have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And you'll find a lot of the information there. All the shows that we've ever done is recorded there. So if you ever need to check them out, record them, download them, they're there for you to listen to. They help you through the day. Every once in a while, I'll pop one in, I'll listen to it, and I'll hear myself say something that makes me pop my head up and enjoy that moment when I'm feeling a little blue. And that does happen because it's a human quality. It's like the rain. You cannot be out there and think you're not going to get wet. It does happen. Awaken1308@gmail.com if you wanted to send us questions, answers, anything you may be thinking about, any ideas that you have, we're totally all for it. Awaken an Ascension Guide at gmail.com. The webpage is HEAMI Barrington Awaken, and the YouTube link is also Awaken Ascension Guide. You could check it out. But if you go to the website, you will get all that information in one sitting. And you'll also get a chance to see all the shows or hear all the shows that we've ever done. Today is called Your Path and How Do You Achieve It? It's called Your Path. That's the title of the show. We're talking about how do you get there? What will deter you from not wanting to finish your task, not wanting you to get to that pinnacle, to reach that goal? What has happened that you decide you want to derail? For that guy you're in love with, that woman that you're in, the job that you lost, nothing changes who you are. Your success is within you. Your idea to success is within you. The method in which you're going to be successful, it's the desire. You have to have the desire for it and make sure it is what you're looking for. Be very careful of what you hope for because you are going to get it. You are going to get it. See what you want. Get a physical picture of it if you need to. Stick it on your wall, on your mirror, not on the front of your computer because that gets messy and it becomes confusing when there's too many of them there. But you have to create this idea in your mind as to what you're hoping to accomplish. Is it that beautiful car? For whatever reason, is it to be with that company that's going to be amazing for you, or to have the money? A lot of people tend to want to have a lot of money. And when you talk to them about it, they say, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to have it. Okay. And then what? I'll buy a big house. So you still have it and you're shifting it around. But what exactly are you planning to do with it? So be careful of what you hope for, because it's not always going to work out in your favor. And remember this, there was a fish I heard about one time that ran into an older fish and said, oh, I'm looking for the ocean. Where's the ocean? And the old wise fish said, well, you're in the ocean. And the other one says, no, I'm looking for the big ocean that has, you know, all these great things in it and valleys. And he goes, yeah, you're in it, dude. And the point was he didn't realize that he was looking for where he was standing was what he was looking for, but did not acknowledge it. And I say to you, where you're standing might be the happiness that you seek. You just don't know that yet. until you change your position in life. Then you get a full view as to what you're hoping for. Wake up to that reality and realize that what we seek may seem happy, may seem like happiness, but when we get there, we could be very disappointed. Meditate will allow you to connect yourself to the spiritual existence of the human life. You open the door to allow, you remove the lid from a jar. Whatever was on the inside of the jar now will merge out and mix with whatever else is there out to mix with. Your thoughts are pretty much the same. When you allow yourself to connect yourself through meditation to the universe, you are now interconnected to all that there is. Pretty much like turning on your device, your cell phone, your computer, whatever it is, and you hook it up to Wi-Fi, you're now connected to all that there is, you know, via the internet. That's just the computer device I'm talking about. You as a person is the same concept, that if you have this and you're not tapped into anything, you're only sort of mindful of what's in your current view, your path. But if you tap into, say, like a Wi-Fi, you're now connected to all that there is. Meditation does that for you. It is, if you want to consider it, the internet connection to the universe. It takes a while. You have to give it some time and study it. Be mindful of all of it. Be aware of what exists. But if you want to learn how to meditate and give it some time for it to take its effect on you, you focus on what you want. Now, the meditation practice, we could start with a couple of minutes a day, three minutes in the morning, 3 minutes before you fall asleep. Now, you just do this on a regular until it becomes the routine of your life, and you will definitely see the changes. You will understand that there's a lot more out there for us to experience than we could see with the naked eyes. You're connecting to all that there is. You're connecting to the great wave of life, allowing everything that's within you to connect with everything that's out there. It's like taking your cup of water and going back to the ocean and throw it back into the ocean. And there you go. All the possibilities exist. Your success, that the path that you're looking for, you have to open your mind to it, see it before you achieve it. And in order to achieve it, yes, you must see it. If you're hoping to achieve it, you must see it. Wake up to that reality. Wake up and understand. Practice the meditation. Practice being kind and good to everybody. Seek the path of least resistance. Do not waste any of your valuable time carrying regrets. Very useless emotion. Does nothing for you except maybe upset you. And the person or the idea of you being regretful is not even considering you. Please be mindful that your opinion of me is none of my business. Let me say that again. Another person's opinion of you shouldn't be a thought of yours. It's not your business. Allow them to move on, and you move on. Another person's opinion of you is not your business. Nobody's going to break your stride. Nobody's going to slow you down unless you allow them to. Wake up to that reality. You are a force to be reckoned with. You need to live accordingly. You are the God that exists. You need to acknowledge that. Wake up to that reality. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. Thanks all the listeners that we've always had. Today we had a quick show. We talked about the path that you need to be on. And if you're trying to achieve success, you need to be able to see it within the mind's eye. You make that decision for whatever it is that you're hoping to accomplish in life. Like I said earlier, do you want to break that habit? Do you want to stop that from happening? Do you want to create something? You want to make your body well. You have to focus on what is required. Learn the method that is required, and you practice it, move towards it. Your body does not know the difference between a positive thought or a negative thought. So as a good practice, you make sure your thoughts are always in the positive side and do not allow anything on the negative side to bring you down or break your stride. I'm going to leave you with this thought today. You are the greatest that exists. You need to act accordingly. When you wake up and realize that you are the God that exists, you will behave, understanding full well that you are. Thank you for joining the show. We will talk again next week, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.